Welcome to the Jewels and Gems podcast. My name is Silvana and I will be your host. In this podcast, we will be discussing all things crystal healing, holistic wellness, modern spirituality, and so much more. Thank you so much for joining me and I can't wait to see you in the show. Hi guys, I hope that you're very well. It's Silvana here and I am back for a new episode on the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Happy November. It's a new month. It's a beautiful time now to talk about Scorpio season as it has kicked off. And what better way to celebrate Scorpio season than covering it? So I would love to talk to you today about the meaning behind it, the energy behind it, what it is associated with, what is this time good for, and what is this astrological season all about, so that you can make the most out of it, because every season, every zodiacal season has a designated meaning, designated energy, and is actually here for a reason. Everything is cyclical. And I think this is something that's definitely worth remembering in those times nowadays where everything kind of goes fast and we lose the track of time and we lose sometimes a little bit that sense of connecting to cycles, connecting to that sense of natural changes occurring around us. So yeah, let's start this episode today by just covering quickly just a few basics for you. So Scorpio season is Scorpio, let's just put it that way, Scorpio as an archetype is connected to water. It's a water sign. But on top of that, it is also considered, I don't really like those terms, but I kind of have to say it if I want to be correct. It is considered a feminine sign. Why? Because it belongs to that feminine polarity. Again, it's nothing to do with genders. This is all about polarities. It would be exactly the same as if we were to talk about yin and yang. From the Chinese, or you know, passive versus active, etc. Typically speaking, Scorpio, as it belongs to the water signs, it is associated with that polarity, which is all about being more introverted, being more focused on the inside, the inner world, more passive, more connected to the emotions, obviously, as it is a water sign. But on top of that, it's also associated with traditional astrology would be Mars, which is the planet of action, the planet of passion. It designates the way we act on things, how we do things, but also what is it that we really desire? What is it that we really want and how we go to get it? On top of that, more on the modern side of things, Scorpio is ruled by Pluto, which is a planet in astrology that is focused on death, rebirth, transformation. It is here to teach us the power of going through change, even if that means experiencing the end of a cycle and the death of something, because it is about being reborn afterwards. It's like that very famous quote. I have no idea who it comes from, but I think it's something related to sciences or physics that says nothing gets destroyed, everything gets repurposed. I think it was something like that. I've seen it somewhere. It makes so much sense, you know, and this is where Pluto stands for. It's really about reminding us of the power of that energy that is transformation and how it can promote evolution. So it's heavy, heavy stuff. Straight away, you can see that we're going to talk about a lot of heavy stuff. And indeed, we will. So, first thing I would love to talk about is the general idea behind the archetype of Scorpio. So, you might resonate with some of this, whether you have a Scorpio sun, moon, rising, or if you just happen to have strong Scorpio placements in your birth chart, you might resonate with that. And even if you don't, that is absolutely okay. There might still be something for you to learn from this, because this is the symbolism behind the current astrological season we are experiencing. So it is worth reflecting and thinking about those topics regardless. So, first of all, very important thing to mention is a lot of people probably know that already, if you're a little bit into pop astrology and memes in general, is that sense that Scorpio is usually associated with taboo stuff. It's about, exploring the need to explore shadow sides of the human being, the capacity to talk about anything that's considered taboo but important, things basically that society does not want to address. This is what Scorpio is obsessed around. That's what they really are into, whether that is death, sexuality, illness, crime, dependence, money, paranormal stuff, all of it. This is all things that they genuinely are into, and they're really good at that stuff anyway. And that energy that Scorpio holds is also about remembering that it's being aware of others as well. And being aware that talking to some of these things to other people can be triggering. So how do you address that? And the cool thing about it is that usually people with like strong Scorpio placements, they tend to naturally be interested in these. So they will tend to learn, study about it. Don't be afraid to talk about these things. It's not because nobody talks about it that it needs to remain hidden from the collective. Whatever it is that you feel genuinely interested in, and nobody's ever talked about it around you, whether that's friends, coworkers, whatever it is, don't be shy. Start a conversation. See what comes out of it. You might be surprised. And the other thing I wanted to touch on is, that sense of exploring the subconscious mind is very much connected to Scorpionic energy as well, because there's a sense of, there's a need, I should say, with Scorpio energy to be able to live with our wounds and our shame. It's very deeply connected to that. Now, guys, I hope you're not hearing that very annoying noise in the background. I'm so sorry. Obviously, I picked the worst part of the day to film this, as it seems, but hopefully it's not too bad. I'm gonna keep going, otherwise we'll never go through this. But if you do, I apologize in advance. And what was I saying? Yeah, the subconscious mind. It's also definitely that sense of during Scorpio season, it's a great time to explore the psyche, the deep psyche. And whether that is our subconscious, our wounds, our most sacred and secret hidden desires, our pulsions, anything that is deep within us that is calling us. Now could be a great time to explore those things, in my opinion, And definitely, I would say that, now is also great to, use all the tools at our disposal to connect to the subconscious mind. Whether that is therapy, whether that's meditation, whether that's hypnosis. I recommend to a lot of people during this time, not because it's Halloween, it has nothing to do with Halloween, it's purely because of Scorpio season, to connect to your spirituality, focus more on working with the tarot, Start working with the tarot if you've never done it. This season is the perfect time for that. You know, the tarot is so powerful, and it's basically, in my opinion, a tool to navigate the power of the subconscious mind. And if you want to learn more about this, there's another episode on the podcast that you will find that I've done previously that talks all about tarot. It's by far one of my most listened episodes. So obviously people must have enjoyed it. So I hope you do too. And something else I want to mention relating to the subconscious mind is that sense of making time to introspect. This is a great time for that. Learn that, you know, it's not, you know, it's okay to be a little bit worried, but do not be scared and do not feel shame of what you might find out. It might be dark, it might be triggering, but shadow work can truly be helpful, no matter what your wound is. And something else that's really important to mention is, as we talked about Pluto, the planet of death and rebirth, death and rebirth is a big, big, big part of the symbolism associated with Scorpio. And that is also why, you know, we have Samhain happening during Scorpio season. Nothing is done by pure coincidence, guys. Everything is connected and related. You know, Samhain is all about remembering that we are at the time of the year now where the veil between the live and the dead is at its thinnest. And now is a good time to connect to spirit and our ancestors. This is the beautiful energy behind Samhain that was celebrated by the Celts. And, you know, those beautiful traditions have still so much to teach us. And here, it's that need to transform and to be reborn after this process. And basically, remembering that we have the capacity to go through symbolic deaths. Of course, it's not about real life deaths, but symbolic deaths in some shape or form, and to be reborn differently, no matter what that means to you. If a crisis comes your way, again, crisis is a very strong keyword in Scorpio energy, but if a crisis comes your way, it's about facing it head up, looking at it, staring at it, being aware of it, but showing your power and remembering that there will be a profound, deep transformation as you go through it. And there will be a light at the end of the tunnel. It's about being capable to see what is, for example, dying, decaying in everything around you, and being aware of it and saying it out loud. This is the kind of energy that we are invited to embrace during Scorpio season. And what does that mean? Profound, deep honesty. The development of honesty for yourself and others, even if that might hurt someone's ego. It's about living life in a very intense way, but not lying to ourselves, and developing the capacity to listen to our inner desire and pulsions to reduce and minimize the progression of what could be associated with our conscious mind, which is more aware of what society says, of what people expect us to do, of what is required. Here, Scorpio season is everything but what is required. It's everything that is irrational. It's about accepting and integrating in our lives everything associated with the spiritual, the unseen, the metaphysical, the hidden, you know? It's being aware of that and making our awareness bigger, and integrate dimensions of our lives that don't feel rational, and being okay with these things because they are part of life. Life is not two-dimensional. And you know, if there was a few tips that I would give as well is, you know, be careful not to be manipulative as well during this time, because that is a tendency that could come sometimes with Scorpio season, or if you happen to be someone with strong scorpionic energy, definitely be careful not to lean into manipulation of other people or using them. Violence can be sometimes a bit triggered because of all this tension, you know, so definitely be careful not to come across as a you know, aggressive individual. But also, you know, don't become asocial either, because that is a shadow side of Scorpio. Sometimes I see it. There's a sense of, you know, becoming obsessed with all that darkness and allowing it to consume you. And that could be potentially dangerous, you know. So definitely be aware of all this, see how it goes, but, you know, remember that this time it's also about, yes, navigating the subconscious and the taboos, but also being able to get out of it, going deep enough so that then when you go out, you go super high. It's like pulling a string. If you envision, for example, a elastic string, and you just pull, the furthest you pull, the furthest is going to go forward. It's that sense, you know, you have to go forward after facing all that darkness. It's super important. Otherwise, you'll be submerged by so much gloomy energy, and that is not good for you. But yeah, I would also say be careful not to be too susceptible, because definitely that is also a tendency with Scorpio energy to feel like everyone is attacking you, everyone is against you, everyone is saying things that are, you know, that could potentially hurt you, and you become paranoid. That is just not the way. So during this time, be mindful of that, and don't be cynical, you know, things like that. Definitely, I would also say, you know, after Libra season, Libra was so much focused on relationships and social connections. But now Scorpio season is really about that sense of, oh God, life is just so much deeper than this. You know, it's not, you know, like, okay, it's fine. But at the same time, you know, there's just so much richness about life that deserves to be put into the center of attention. But that's where Scorpio sometimes can go a little bit too far. And it's important to remember that, you know, Libra's perspective is also very valid and still needs to be maintained, you know. But yeah, I would say that on the other side, if I was to give recommendations, I would say that Scorpio season is the perfect time to, you know, develop the capacity to look at life at its truth. Like, look at the truth of life and facing it, even when it disturbs you or bothers you. You know, definitely, you know, being overly optimistic, it's just not going to cut through during this season. Now is about, you know, facing all those demons and not ignoring them, because it's so easy. So many of us do that. There's that sense that, oh God, I don't want to have to deal with it. I'll just ignore it and I'll just move on and forget about it. And that is so much better. That is not always the solution, my friends. That is not always the solution, you know. You can't be running away from what scares you and from what bothers you forever, because sooner or later this will come back to you. And what are you going to do at that stage? You know, now is the perfect time of the year to explore everything associated with death. That's why Samhain rituals are very powerful. It's about celebrating the dead, but not because they're, but not the dead, the death as such. It's about celebrating the dead. So, you know, that cycle of life and dead, the people, your ancestors, you know, anyone that is associated with that energy, now is the time to celebrate them. It's about remembering that, you know, now could be a great time to explore topics such as sexuality, if it's not something you feel you do enough. Illness, sickness, you know, money. I mean, apart from Taurus, this is another zodiacal sign that's deeply connected to money. And isn't that interesting, though, that, you know, death, sexuality, money, religion, spirituality are all interconnected through Scorpio? I mean, isn't that powerful? I think it's freaking powerful. And, you know, don't cut yourself from your inner world, especially if you're someone that's very fiery or very airy when it comes to your birth chart. I ask you to, you know, connect to who you really are and be open to exploring that and what that means for you, because it's not other people that decides or dictates who you are and who you can be. It's you. And this time is not about projecting to others what is it that you believe they want to see. It's about stepping in your own power, because Scorpio reminds us precisely that we have much more power than we actually realize. And I really want you to remember, guys, that this is going to be crucial. And on top of that, definitely I would also mention that there's a sense of not rejecting your pulsions and your desires. You know, if they're here for a reason. They're here for you to explore. They're here for you because they're meant for you. Everything that comes your way, whether it's a thought, whether it's an emotion, whether it's a feeling, whether it's an idea, it is here because it is meant for you. And definitely this is something I wanted to mention. So it's very dear to me to talk about this. Now, let's talk a little bit about challenges. What could be potential challenges that could come our way during Scorpio season? Definitely one would be finding a way to scan and study our subconscious mind to maybe incorporate it in a healthier way in our lives, rather than every time getting hurt because of it. I mean, the subconscious mind is so powerful. Again, I talk about that in my tarot episode, but our brain is such a magical and powerful tool. And I want you to remember one thing. If you've never really studied the power of the subconscious mind, there's one key element here for you to know. If there was one thing out of it all that I really want you to remember, it's this. Your conscious mind is 10% of your brain. It runs the day-to-day things that you do, the rationale. But your subconscious mind is 90% of your functioning brain. 90%, 90. You heard me right. And because of it, your subconscious mind is functioning at all times. It never switches off. It functions even when you sleep. The conscious mind doesn't. And this is the difference. So finding a way to connecting and working with that, for example, through the tarot, it's a great exercise that I personally, I'm a big fan of, is well worth your while during this time. Finding things to do to promote some kind of profound transformation of yourself, this would be super, super powerful during this Scorpio season. Another challenge that I would like to mention for this season would be finding a way to become closer to your instincts, to get closer to your pulsions and your feelings so that you can align your life based on them in a way that is healthy and constructive. And what does that mean in a nutshell? It means a bit more realness, a little bit more rawness. Doing things because you want to do them, you know, choosing things because you deeply want to choose them and not because someone dictates how it should be, because someone told you to, because you feel this is what you should do, because that's what society expects from you. None of this. What is it that you really want deep down in your gut? That's what it's all about. And last but not least, finding the best way to study, discover, dive deep into the occult, the paranormal, the esoteric, or metaphysics, or spirituality. And this is my favorite part, as you can tell, obviously. This is the time. Yeah. If you're new to all these topics, if they fascinate you somehow, if you feel intrigued, curious, whatever that is, please remember that now is the time to dive deep and explore them. These things are here for you. You know, you don't have to, you know, become a practitioner, you know, even just learning about it is absolutely valid and well worth your while. And if I was to say something, I am doing at the moment a sale on my courses. So if that's of any interest to you, with the code podcast, you can get for half price any of my courses. I have one that's all about learning about your natal chart, how to read it. And the other one, it's about modern mysticism and what shaped me today as the modern mystic that I am. And you can learn all about it. And they are half price at the moment. So use the code podcast at checkout to get access to these. And I hope you'll enjoy them. I think now is the perfect time to learn. And whether that's with me, you can also listen for free. My episode on the tarot on the podcast is free. You can learn so much from that episode alone if you don't feel like investing. But I also have lots of videos on YouTube all about crystals and gemstones where I teach and share all about my knowledge associated with them. Definitely feel free to check that out. And yeah, on Instagram at the moment, I've started to post a little bit more often reels where I share more about astrological insights. Basically, my message here is, you know, explore it, open your mind to these practices, you know, and even if they feel triggering to you, even if you feel they are not meant for you, try and see how it goes, see how you feel afterwards, and let me know, you know. And I think it's a wonderful time to do this. It's definitely a powerful time to just be more real, to embody your inner witch, you know, and explore the magic of the world. You know, there's so much going on outside of our little bubbles. And sometimes opening ourselves to something new, something different, can be truly beneficial. And that's what I want to leave you with today's episode. As you can tell, I'm very excited and I really am enthusiastic about everything we've mentioned today, because I really am. And that's what I want to leave you with today. So happy Samhain, happy November, happy Scorpio season. It was my absolute pleasure to talk to you today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you subscribe or leave a review, whatever feels right. Share it with the people around you that might get something out of this. And make sure you send me a little message if you've enjoyed it, or what was your main... What was the main insights you got out of it? And I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much, guys, for joining. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.